You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. It is the classic rock podcast, and I release a new episode every single day for your classic rock listening pleasure. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is November the 19th, and we start with a compilation album that went to number one on the UK on this day in 2000. Yes, The Beatles One, which featured virtually every number one single the band released between 1962 and 1970, hit the top spot for a run of 11 weeks at number one. It was issued on the 30th anniversary of the band's breakup. On this day in 1965, there was a great gig at the Glad Rag Ball in London. The Kinks, The Who, The Hollies, Wilson Pickett and Georgie Fame all featured. Tickets cost you 30 shillings, crazy old English money, the equivalent of $4.20 apparently. Birthday-wise, we say a happy 62nd birthday to drummer with The Cult, Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, Matt Sorum. Happy birthday, Matt. But for our show today, we're going to go back to 1979 to remember a big Canadian band's first live gig. Yes, on this day in 1979, at the Coliseum in Vancouver, opening for Kiss, playing their first ever concert together, were Loverboy. The multi-Juno award-winning group cut their teeth in spectacular fashion indeed. Now, the band's first four studio albums went multi-platinum in the US and Canada. It's amazing. We had a ton of hit singles as well. And I was lucky enough to interview Loverboy's lead singer Mike Reno last year, and we talked about this famous first gig of theirs. Your very first gig with Loverboy back in 1979 when you supported Kiss. I mean, what do you remember from that very first event of yours?
Well, listen, Paul, when I got a phone call. My manager called me and he says, you got a gig tonight, Reno? And I said, where? And he says, the Coliseum. And I went, we got a gig in the Coliseum? We don't even have a bass player, for crying out loud. He said, well, find somebody. I said, well, we've been practicing with the bass player for April Wine. He's been in town hanging out. He's been coming to our rehearsal halls, and he's a great guy. Why don't we ask him to play the show? And I said, when's the show? And he goes, tonight. And I went, are you crazy? It was insane. And it's because the New York Dolls, who were traveling with Kiss, that must have been quite a thing. They somehow got rejected at the border. For whatever reason, right, Paul? So we ended up having to put together a bunch of guys that were almost ready to be in the band. And it turns out we had Jim Clinch on bass, and he went back to April Wine, and we ended up filling the spot with Scotty. That was our first live show. We didn't even have a recording at the time. It was very nerve-wracking. It was like almost, I was insane. I couldn't even believe we were doing it, because first of all, most bands that warm up Kiss get booed off the stage. All they want to see is Kiss. But yep. Manager said, you guys didn't even get anything thrown at you. This is a pretty good start. So we did it. And you know, I saw Gene Simmons a while back. He mentioned he remembered it, right? He remembered the first time. He's been hanging out in the Vancouver area quite a bit. What a beginning, huh?
The brilliant Mike Reno there. You have to listen to episode 58 of Vintage Rock Pod. You can hear the interview I did with him in full. There's stories about the big hits and albums, the recent tour with REO and Styx, writing a hit for Top Gun, the soundtrack, of course, and the night they scooped all those Juno Awards as well. All that and much more. It's on episode 58 for all that. But that's it for November the 19th. I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day rock goodness. But until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.